Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for Speed Jokes, the best of. We do this on Fridays. By the way, our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug winner, randomly selected before the show today, is Mary Beth Stockdale of Schererville, Indiana. Congratulations, Mary Beth. We'll send you a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Let's see if we can pick the best joke of the week. Here's joke number one. I've got a dead parakeet for sale. And just to warn you, it's not going cheap. By the way, you now know everything you need to know about speed jokes. We got a bunch like that. Last couple weeks, we've had some naughty jokes. I'll be honest with you. But this one's not. This is joke of the week number two. Hey, Dave, did you know that taller people sleep longer in bed? What does that remind you of, Dave?
That would be they don't make rulers any longer.
Joke of the week number three. What martial art originated in the Hundred Acre Woods? Kung Fu. That's as naughty as we're getting today. Here's joke of the week number four. I had to fire my fruit delivery driver today. By the way, did you know I have a fruit delivery driver,
No,
Dave?
It's good.
According to this here, it's good to be king, isn't it? I had to fire my fruit delivery driver today. I hate to let the man go, but he was driving me bananas.
I see.
Orange, you going to ask me what he was doing,
No,
Dave?
John, I'm not.
Okay, lemon tell you. He was cherry annoying, Dave.
John, you're graping on my nerves.
And here I thought by now you'd be juiced to my jokes. Put that in the John tortures Dave category.
Yeah, that's a big category.
I was thinking there's a lot of them. Don't make me get out some books that you should be reading, Dave. Mm-hmm. Joke of the week number five. A nuclear scientist accidentally swallowed some uranium.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now he's got atomic ache. Joke of the week number six. Yesterday, I completed a chore that I had been putting off for 5 months. It took me all of 20 minutes to finish. And here's the funny thing. I will learn nothing from this. So true. Here's number seven. I tried that Japanese method of decluttering where you get rid of things that don't bring you joy. So far, I've thrown out 2 bags of kale. The electric bill. I could go on, right? Our bathroom scale, the neighbor's dog. You get the idea. That's almost a question like a topic for a show. What would you throw out that's not bringing you joy? The neighbor's dog, your scale, kale? Here's joke of the week number eight. Hey, Dave, do you know how to keep a Baptist from drinking your beer when you go fishing?
How?
Bring another Baptist. We don't explain the jokes. I don't think we have to explain that one, do we? Here's joke of the week number nine.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a harp, and John Williams will star as Other Harp.
You're too small to be a harp.
Are you calling me a liar? Number 10. Hey, Dave, why can't you hear dinosaurs pee?
I don't know why.
Really, Dave? You don't know why you can't hear dinosaurs pee? Let's do this one again. It's a joke. Hey, Dave, why can't you hear dinosaurs pee?
I don't know why.
Because they're dead, Dave. Come on. How many times have we done a version of this joke? I think Dave will put all of the dinosaur jokes in the John Tortures Dave category.
Yes, I will.
As well. You concur with that?
Mm-hmm.
Here's joke of the week number 11. So the robber shouted, "Everyone lay down." And then I said, "It's lie down." Oddly enough, I was the only one shot that day. Can you blame him? Number 12. Hey, John Williams, I saw this sign in front of a restaurant. Look down. If you're wearing socks with your sandals, we're closed. Is that still... I wonder if the fashion rules have changed a little bit. Like, you can wear white pants or a white belt. I'm just never supposed to wear a white belt. But you can wear white pants after Labor Day, for instance. Anyway, here's joke of the week number 13. I showed my doctor a rash on my left butt cheek yesterday, and he was all embarrassed and awkward. He wasn't helpful at all.
That's weird. What did he say?
He said we should do this in his office and not in the housewares aisle at Walmart. Okay, we got two more for you today. Number 14. Here's how we roll at my house. The 3-second rule for chocolate donuts is 2 days. Seems to be reasonable. Here's our final joke. Hey, the guy who played Captain Koons on Pulp Fiction was touring Graceland. You know what that means. He was walking in Memphis. Nobody got a majority of the votes, so just one coffee mug gets sent out today.
So a simple majority doesn't do it.
Well, you don't have a simple majority.
Well, you had two votes for...
Two out of five.
Oh, yeah, all right.
So
I forgot there were five.
You need three. Pete could have awarded. He could have put his finger on the scale and given it to the cheap one, but he
again,
didn't.
If we were doing this confidentially, then there would be no appearance of possible impropriety by Pete.
You keep saying that, and I'm not sure there is any appearance of impropriety on the
no.
Very sacred, coveted, you know, Americans cherish their Speed Jokes coffee mug voting. Congratulations, Mary Beth Stockdale. She was randomly selected.